big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
GEICO Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
My thanks to President Trump for his courageous leadership, his friendship, and his guidance.
Ambassador David Friedman, America's new ambassador to Israel after being sworn in by Vice President Mike Pence. Pence praised Friedman as an example of President Trump's commitment to Israel.
One of the clearest signs of the president's commitment to the state of Israel and to its people is in his choice of David Friedman as America's ambassador to Israel. David, you were literally born for this job.
Texas state troopers releasing the identities of survivors of a church bus crash which left 13 people dead. Troopers say Jack Young's pickup slammed head-on into First Baptist New Brunfels bus yesterday on Highway 83 in Texas. Young is in stable condition at a San Antonio hospital. Rose Harris, who was a passenger on the bus, is in critical condition. Harris is the only person on the bus to survive the collision. The NTSB is helping troopers investigate what caused the crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa, international relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering. Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to FacingDarknessMovie.com. That's FacingDarknessMovie.com.
A police officer in hot water after he recorded a video for an ex-girlfriend begging to have her back, but in the video he neglects a shots fired call. Here's Jason Campadonia.
In the video, Deputy Jeremy Fennell can be seen sitting in his patrol car in full uniform. He starts talking about how he wants to be with his then-girlfriend when he appears to ignore a shots fired call. The nearly minute-long video was first reported by Witness LA and was posted by a woman who identified herself as the deputy's ex-girlfriend, who now has a 3-year restraining order against the deputy. Sheriff Jim McDonald calls the video very disturbing. The deputy could lose his job. Jason Campadonia, Los Angeles.
As if your kids needed another excuse to give you to play video games all the time, a new study says it helps those with depression. The story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
The study out of University of California, Davis shows playing certain games helps people with mild depression feel better. New Jersey psychologist Frieda Birnbaum says she's not surprised.
Because it gives you control over your activity and you have opportunities to win at the gaming.
But Dr. Birnbaum also says too much time spent gaming can be isolating and contribute to depression. So players need to find the right balance. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
For more news and in-depth analysis of today's headlines, check out WesternJournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Well, good afternoon. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon on Teachable Moments in Business, featured on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. Today is Thursday, March 30th, and I'm happy to be here with you after having been gone for a couple weeks. And in fact, I'm going to share with you some of the things that I've been doing, which will tie into some of the talks that we explore, some of the concepts that we explore this afternoon. So here's the question for you. Where do business people get the most up-to-date information and ideas they can use to meet their everyday challenges? Where can they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just won't find anywhere? Well, you know what? It's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. I own Califon Connection, LLC, and I have three DBAs, Animal Brands, which is a manufacturer's agency and consultancy for the pet industry. One is Rustmore Mentoring Group, where I do speaking and counseling and teaching on different business topics. And the other one is called Rustmore Marine. We sell floating docks to people who have waterfront properties. Throughout the years in launching these companies, I've had opportunities to follow my suggestions that I give to my clients, and now I'm passing along some of those suggestions to you as my listeners. Business is changing at a very rapid pace today. You have to keep up. You have to consider yourself to be a lifelong learner. Otherwise, you could get left behind, get left in the dust, as I sometimes will say. So today we're going to be talking about what you can do to be successful walking the show floor as a buyer at a trade show. And I'm also going to talk about some guerrilla marketing concepts, because I believe that guerrilla marketing is where we all need to be, especially if you are an entrepreneur who's just starting a business, or if your business just doesn't have deep pockets. You have to think about ways to maximize your revenue in order to attract customers to your business. But before we get to that, I'm going to take a look at the weather to see where we are today. This afternoon, I think the temperature was about 50 degrees coming into the studio, and the weather is relatively mild right now. So we have 50 degrees. There's a humidity about 41%, and rain is likely today after 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will be cloudy with a low of about 37 degrees. So according to the weather report I'm reviewing here, there's a chance of precipitation at about 60%, and I believe the rain is expected later on this evening. Tomorrow there will be rain with a high near 46, and again a chance of a lot of rain and precipitation at 100%. And then on Friday night, some more rain with a low of around 39 degrees and a slight wind 13 to 15 miles per hour. So we're looking at, better get your raincoat out. When I come back for the extended forecast, we'll talk about Saturday, Sunday, and going into Monday with the weather. But now we're going to hear a word from our sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Thank you. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. So as I said, I've been busy the last couple of weeks and had an opportunity to be a speaker at the Atlanta Pet Fair and Conference in Atlanta, Georgia. It was the largest pet grooming show and trade event for groomers on the East Coast, and it was sponsored by the Western Pet Association, which is out of the West Coast. The people that were there showing who were in creative grooming contests and also learning grooming techniques were really exposed to a lot of wonderful experiences at that event. I personally had an opportunity to speak there. I had three one-hour programs that I presented. One was on how to launch and sustain a business. One was on personal branding. And the third one was how to attract and keep really good employees. The feedback I got was really, really good. So between you and me, I'm hoping to be invited back again next year. And then 2 weeks later, I gave a talk at the Global Pet Expo, which it was sponsored by the American Pet Association. Global Pet Expo is the largest pet industry trade show in the entire United States. It's an organization that attracts manufacturers and distributors from all over the world. And the show floor was huge. It was held at the Orlando Convention Center. And if you've ever been to Orlando and been to the Convention Center, you'll know what I mean when I say it's just a gigantic facility. In fact, they have several different buildings. The building we were in was the West Concourse building. And the show floor went on and on and on. In fact, I was told that by the director of the organizing company that if you walked every aisle on the show floor, you would walk about 7.5 miles. It's hard to imagine. So the good thing is that they had a little shuttle jitney that went, or whatever you want to call it, a little bus thing that went around the show floor. And so you could avoid walking some of the aisles that you just didn't want to see. So it was interesting, but anybody who's anybody in the pet industry was at that event. So as a little tip, if you happen to know anyone who is planning to go into the industry to launch a business, and it could be a product or service, there are so many facets of this industry, have them give me a call. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan. I own, Animal Brands, which is a division of Califon Connection, LLC. And frankly, there are so many people who try to launch a business, and this could be for any industry, the pet industry or otherwise, but they go into those endeavors with a passion, but they don't have the business knowledge. You need to talk to somebody who can advise you, because otherwise you're using a lot of trial and error in getting into a business, and that can be extremely costly. In fact, there's a huge turnover. I was told a couple years ago that new exhibitors at pet industry shows typically have a turnover of up to about 70%. So what I'm saying then is that brand new companies that are just launching, usually it's the new ones, it's not the established companies, the brand new ones jump into a trade show without doing their homework, and they suddenly discover that the show wasn't worthwhile, and they decide not to go back the following year. Well, show booths and the cost of getting to a show, the housing, the transportation, the setup of a booth, all is extremely expensive. You could be spending anywhere from $7,000 or $8,000 up to $15,000 or more to have a booth at a show. If you don't do your homework, it's a waste of time. Once you become successful at a show as an exhibitor, you need to keep going back, because you have to build up your brand awareness in the eyes of the audience. And sometimes the first couple years really don't generate the revenue, or they don't help you to achieve the goals that you ultimately can achieve by returning from year to year. In fact, what's interesting, quite often a company's absence at a show is sometimes more noticeable than their presence. And if they don't see you there after a couple years of exposures at shows, your audience is liable to say, gee, what happened to that company? They're not here this year. They must be in trouble somehow. So it's kind of an interesting thing to think about. The show that we went to was very successful. The talks that I gave at the Global Pet Expo, two of them ran for an hour and a half. One was on how to launch and sustain a business, and the other was How to Work the Show. The third talk I gave only ran for 15 minutes, and I was one of four speakers within an hour's time, and it's sort of like a TED Talk kind of situation, and my talk was about customer delight. So today I have some more information for you with regard to customer delight. But before I continue, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking, your host at Teachable Moments in Business, talking about a teachable moment when you decide to attend a trade show or a business expo. It could be a chamber event, but before you go, you really have to be prepared. Many people show up at events like that and they're not prepared, and they may walk away saying, gee, that wasn't worthwhile. So I'm going to give you some tips and some goals to consider in your pre-show planning, and then we'll talk about what to do during the show to make it also, you know, pay off for you. So first of all, it's important that you know your industry inside and out, and you can learn about the industry by walking the trade show floor. You want to look for trends, new products and resources and services. So these are some of the reasons why you would attend. Perhaps you'll identify some new ideas and come away with some creative approaches to attract your customers and to keep them coming back. At an event, you have opportunities to network with your peers and other vendors or people that do what you do. You can also learn how to get the competitive edge, because sometimes you can have opportunities to observe the competitors, and you may discover their shortcomings that you need to be developing strength in. Sometimes you can meet people that are involved with the press, and in that case, maybe you can get interviewed and get an article in a newspaper or magazine. There may be opportunities to establish and get some leads and referrals from other people. Now, many events that are held offer seminars and special events. I recommend that you attend them all. In fact, it's extremely important that you consider attending an event for its duration, because as you walk through the floor, you get to talk to people, you get to attend events, you get to network. Even having lunch in the lunchroom or at a buffet, you can meet people. You just never know who you're going to run into that may be someone that you'd like to connect with at a later time. So, of course, we want you to have fun as well. So when you attend your next event, think about it. What do you need to know? What do you want to learn? Perhaps there's some latest buzz that you're going to uncover. And what about technology? Technology, as we know, is taking over. There's a concept called the Internet of Things, and that's something that one of these days we're going to get into discussing. But you also want to find people that you want to do business with and who may do business with you. If you use certain types of vendors for your business, you need to find out if they're still going to be around. So you need to connect with them and find out what products and services they may be able to offer you. And, of course, your goal would be to look for competitive activity, certain strategies to help you differentiate your business. Because if your business is just like everybody else's, I feel that who needs to do business with you if they have a lot of choices that are out there. So look for fads and trends, better ways to serve your clients. So think about it. What are your goals? And maybe you'll discover some show deals or prizes or swag. That stands for stuff we all get, the little giveaway things that you might be able to take home with you. So please take advantage of those opportunities. You will meet people at a business event, an expo, or a trade show that you'll never meet anyplace else. I guarantee you that is for sure. Now, the other things we want to think about is that you, before you go, you want to analyze your own business. What is your vision and your mission for your business? And are you carrying through on the plans that you had set forth, hopefully in a business plan, before you actually got started? Do you know your target audience? Do you know the people that you are best suited to serve? Because there are things that they need or that you can find products and services that are good for them as well. What about education, provide learning about products and services that you can pass along to your customers to make them better? After all, business today is all about solving problems and helping your customers and your clients do a better job so that they become successful. Also, consider what the competitive challenges are going to be, and maybe you can uncover some information that will help you to address the competitive challenges that are out there so you can get ahead. So therefore, you're going to analyze your customers. If you sell stuff, you want to analyze the sales, the turns, and the cost of all of the products that you sell and the margins that you get. So spend time thinking about it. If you sell stuff, are there items that are missing that you think your customers would like to have? Another important thing about in preparation for an event would be to come up with a list of questions that you're going to ask people. And in fact, last night I taught a class to some folks on selling skills, and we talked about the importance of understanding the difference between an open-ended and a closed-ended question. And I asked one of my students, who is a business owner in the floral business, and I said to her, pose an open-ended question that you might ask one of your customers. And, you know, she got into a very passionate response, but it was a closed-ended question. A closed-ended question typically gives you a yes or no or this or that response. And if you get that kind of an answer because you've asked a closed-ended question, that could be the end of the conversation. So I had her restate the question as open-ended, and what a difference it made. So prepare a bunch of open-ended questions that you're going to ask the people that you meet on the show floor so that you can learn. You also maybe want to get price lists or samples of products and services that you might be utilizing for your own business. And if you're a consumer, again, same difference. You want to find people that can serve you appropriately in a way that will meet your particular needs. So some of the common mistakes that I think people make in preparing for a show is that they don't prepare. That's number one. They make very quick decisions to go to the show, and in doing so, they may not be fully prepared. Sometimes people spend too much time with one presenter at a show, or sometimes when they're on a buying spree, they spend too much money. Also, if there are people that you want to do business with, there's got to be agreement on the terms of doing business, because your supplier has terms and you do as well. Another mistake that people make is skipping the seminars and the educational events, and they miss the opportunity to network. You can't be a wallflower when you go to a business event. Really get out there, feel good, look good, and be proactive. And then finally, the last mistake that I've identified is that people often do not evaluate the results of that show. How did it go? Was it worthwhile? Is this a show you want to go back to? If that's the case, the chances are the show will be held in the same location again next year, and you'll want to mark your calendar so that you don't miss the announcements and you don't miss going to that event. So there's certainly a lot to think about with attending a show. And by the way, I have a a Gmail account, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com. If you ever have any questions about business events or any other concerns about business, you're more than welcome to send me a note, and I can discuss those on the this program anytime, because this is what I want people to learn. I typically do have guests here on the program, and those guests will do share information with us that is very helpful, that they can they can indeed put to use. So going on, so before the show, set goals, write them down, and then also if there's a show program, which there probably is, or if there is a website that shows a list of those who will be maintaining a booth at the show, it's a good idea to look over that list to make sure that you don't want to miss people that are there. So please pay attention to all the publicity about a show so that you're really fully prepared. Let's see. You might want to schedule appointments or have reservations to meet with certain individuals. That's another thing. People get busy in a booth. So if a certain supplier or vendor at an event is busy, they probably would prefer to set up a time for you to talk with them rather than take the chance of fitting you into their busy schedules. So you can see there's a lot to think about with shows. Also, before the show, you want to dress for success. Look good. Look the part. I mean, there are people that don't look very official. They show it up at events and they're not well-dressed, and people ignore them, which is unfortunate because you can't tell, the expression, you can't tell a book by its cover. But I suggest that you go well-dressed and present yourself as a professional, and make sure you carry business cards. Now, one of my truly pet peeves about business cards is that often they're handed out to somebody for follow-up purposes, but those cards don't have either the person's name, it may not have their address or their phone number. I've seen cards that are missing zip codes and area codes, or they may be missing email addresses or websites. Please make it as easy as possible for people to communicate with you. So check those business cards and make sure that they are complete with information. Now, and by the way, as a sidebar, if you're an exhibitor at a show, that goes for you too, as far as having business cards that explain who you are and what you do. And on the back of the card, you might even print a little reminder of the next time you're going to connect with that person. That reminder would be printed like you would get an appointment card from a doctor's office. You can print that on the back of your business card, and that could serve as a reminder to someone who's walking the show floor that you've met with and you've decided that you want to pursue a relationship with them further. So again, these are these little tips that you can use. During the show, you want to make sure that you have your questions with you. Also take notes. When you're visiting the show floor, there is an awful lot to learn and to see and to do, and it's important that you have a way to take those notes. During the show, another tip I have for you is arrive early and leave late. If you come into a show halfway through it, you will have missed a lot of information that would have been valuable for you. So arrive early, leave late, stay for the entire event, and walk the show floor, hunt for treasures. There's always things there that you would like to take advantage of and network on the show floor. Don't eat alone, as I had said earlier. And make sure that you tell people what you do so that they may be able to identify some value that they offer, and it would be good for you to know about that. So these are a couple points that I think can be helpful. We're going to go to a news break and some weather, and then I'd like to share with you some of the suggestions I have for challenging the people who are on the show floor, because they need to be able to answer your questions. If they can't answer those questions, are these the kind of people that you would agree to do business with? So we're going to learn how to challenge those vendors. But in the meanwhile, we're going to go to a news break.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
This has gotten a little political. Let's take a pause and let's just get all the evidence, all the documents, and find out what happened.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, fed up with Democrats trying to politicize the investigation into Russian connections with the election. Ryan said the only investigation that would be effective would be a bipartisan investigation.
I want the House committee to have a full and thorough and bipartisan investigation. Get everything out there, follow the facts wherever they go, and get to the truth.
North Carolina lawmakers approving a compromise legislation to repeal the state's bathroom bill. The compromise today approved in the state Senate and House repeals House Bill 2. HB 2 had blocked biological men from being able to enter women's bathrooms and locker rooms. The new bill has three provisions, including the repeal. The state can still regulate multiple occupancy restrooms and changing facilities. Gay rights activists say the bill doesn't go far enough. USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's guaranteed. Whether you have wavy hair, tight curls, flat hair, damaged hair, Ovation has a cell therapy system just right for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com.
It's the perfect time to try Ovation Cell Therapy because Ovation is celebrating its 10-year anniversary and they're offering you 15% off everything. But the party ends this week. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers should select USA News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Be quick. 15% off ends this week.
This is Vicki Lynn Morgan speaking on Teachable Moments in Business. Let's take a look at the weather forecast. We have learned that it's rain is likely here on Thursday night and on March 30th at night. Again, rain tomorrow on Friday night. There's a chance of precipitation at 100%. Now, Saturday, the weather, it will be rainy in the morning before 9 a.m., but then there's a slight chance of showers after 9 and then mostly cloudy, and the temperature should go up to about 51 degrees. So although there's a chance of rain in the morning, I've heard other reports that indicate that the weather will clear on Saturday. And then there may be again rain, some slight chance of rain Saturday night, and but then again, on Sunday, mostly sunny, so with a high near 58. So we're getting relief on Sunday. Sunday night, it will become a bit cloudy, down to 37 degrees. And then Monday, some more rain again, possibly. So it looks like we still have to have our umbrellas out and ready, just in case. So we've been talking about how to work a show as a buyer on a trade show floor, or if you go to a business expo. Go with some intention. Go with some planning. So when it comes to talking to the vendors who are exhibiting, there's a bunch of questions that you can ask them. And I'm just going to give you a rundown of what those might be. They may not all be appropriate for what you do, whether you're a consumer at these events or that you're a business owner who's walking the floor. But you may want to find out what the vision and the mission of a company is. Do you want to know how long they've been in business? My concern is if they've been around for a short time and they can't answer your questions, they may not be there in the future, and I don't think we want to invest in a company that doesn't have a future with you and with them and for their own business. If they are a company that sells to other people, who do they sell to? Do they have an online presence? There are many companies that will list their customers on the website so that a consumer or an end user can find those products or services by going to the manufacturing company or the distribution company. Also, it wouldn't hurt to say to somebody, what sets you apart, or how do you stand out above the competitors? What makes you special? Why do you do what you do? Because I think this is important. If they can't answer those questions, in fact, you know, some people bring office staff to a show, or they just recruit someone to be in the booth who has not been fully trained. That's not a good thing. You may want to find out how their business functions, how their administrative system works, how to do business with them, what's their order procedure. These would be helpful. Questions I often ask a company would be, is there a need for what you do? You know, there are people that go into a business for the passion, but they haven't really identified the kinds of customers that they're best suited to serve, or perhaps they are they're offering something that will not serve the people that they want to do business with. So what problems does the product solve? Why do they do what they do? And are they special? Do they present themselves as being special or just like anybody else? Because if they say to you, we do the same thing that other companies do, it's like, why would you want to do business with them? What's their unique selling proposition? If they're selling foods anything that's consumable, as well as some other products that may have a shelf life, find out what the freshness dating is. How long will that product be around? I just talked to a friend of mine who went to some Whole Foods stores to look up, to follow up on some products that they stock in their stores, and she found products that were dated back to 2015 and 16. They're absolutely obsolete. And the manufacturer and the distributor that delivers those products to Whole Foods obviously could care less. Do you want to buy those products? So if they're not going to keep their products fresh on the shelf, why would you go there? It's kind of disturbing, actually. What's the product and service used for? Get an explanation. There may be other applications for something that you're thinking about buying. So don't you need to know that? Also, what's new? What are they producing that's new or updated? Suppose what you buy from them doesn't work, and you have complaints. Is there a return policy? Are there guarantees? Are there volume discounts? So there's a lot to think about. Now, companies that have products or services that you can put your hands on, get a hands-on demo. I feel very strongly about that. When I was down at the show in Orlando, I was amazed at how many people have products in packaging and they never take it out so people can actually touch and feel the product. That's not a good idea. They need to make it. You will remember more about a product or product if you actually touch and feel and you talk about it, and if you show it to your friend who may be accompanying you on the show floor, the retention of that product is much greater to your advantage as well to the advantage of the person who wants to sell it to you. And I think these things are all interesting. So I get on my soapbox. So here we are. So challenge the vendors and make some notes. After the show, think about what you observed. Assess your business as it relates to what you've learned. And is there any follow-up that you need to do? And by the way, when it comes to follow-up, don't leave it to chance. And I tell this to people who walk the show floor as well as the vendors who are in the booths. If there's someone that you want to continue the conversation with, that you feel you can work with them, you can partner with them, you can serve them, make sure that you set the next appointment before you conclude that conversation. Don't leave it to chance. I talked to somebody at the show in Orlando who said that she met somebody that she thought would be really a good person to work with. And she said, I'm going to call them back, but I'll give them a couple weeks just to get settled in after the show. And I thought to myself, you know, they're going to forget who you are. Didn't you set a date and a time to talk to them again? Because it makes it much easier for you to follow through on those relationships. After all, that encounter cost you money. And are you going to make sure that you pay it off, that it pays off for you? So, the bottom line for anybody who walks the show floor is that you have many personal and professional opportunities when you're there. Don't miss them. Take advantage of them. There are people that you'll never meet anyplace else. As a business person, you should be able to have better opportunities for sustaining your business and to maintain the long-term profitability. So those are my tips for those who wish to exhibit at a show or to walk the show floor. And actually, if you're an exhibitor, I've given you some tips to pay attention to because you may be challenged by those who are indeed walking the show floor. Now, I may have mentioned to you in previous conversations and discussions here online on the Chamber radio station that I'm a certified guerrilla marketing coach. And I really don't know anybody else in this part of New Jersey that can boast the fact that they focus on guerrilla marketing. Now, guerrilla marketing was developed back in the middle 80s by J. Conrad Levinson, and he's the best-selling author of many books on guerrilla marketing. And guerrilla marketing is a concept whereby you're using your time, energy, and imagination to build your business. And I didn't mention spending money. You're using time, energy, and imagination before you spend. Because if you spend money coming out of the gate and nobody's really familiar with who you are, perhaps you're going into a new marketplace, perhaps you're introducing a new product or service, perhaps you're just totally brand new in the business, nobody knows who you are or they don't know what you do. And when you spend money, right, coming out of the gate, chances are you're going to have to keep spending and spending till awareness kicks in. And also timing is everything. Somebody may want to do business with you, but they may not be ready. So you may spend a whole bunch of money right at the get-go, and then you run out of money, and then you disappear. When you're out of sight, you're out of mind. So Levinson has endorsed and written and co-authored many books on guerrilla marketing. And he says that marketing is every bit of contact with your target audience to get repeat and referral business. And by the way, it's cheaper to keep a customer and to get referrals from them than it would be to keep finding new customers. The difference in cost is horrendous. So keep the customers you have and do a good job so they keep coming back. So I came across a couple of quotes today that I thought would be interesting to share with you. These are quotes from J. Conrad Levinson, which appear in some of his books, and I think he's probably written about 30 or 40 books on guerrilla marketing. Actually, he has guerrilla marketing that are general in nature, but he also has books on guerrilla marketing for retailers, for trade show marketing, for networking. I think there's one for financial planners. There are a lot of different industries. He has also guerrilla marketing for online social media. So there's an awful lot that you can learn from him, and he writes in a very plain, very simple way. It's not complicated. And in fact, I've heard audio tapes. I have a videotape of Levinson speaking about some case studies on guerrilla marketing. And the way he talks on that video is exactly the way he writes. So it's he's very engaging. So I would recommend that you you consider listening to him from time to time. Or I should say read his book from time to time. So here are some of his quotes. Most people are great at absorbing information. Guerrilla marketing is needed because it gives small businesses a delightfully unfair advantage. It gives certainty in an uncertain world, economy in a high-priced world, and simplicity in a complicated world, marketing awareness in a clueless world. So marketing creates awareness. It gives people reasons to do business with you. It builds trust. And an important thing about marketing is that it also validates the buying decision. So you never want to stop getting your name out there. Another quote is, most people have one-way brains. They acquire information and they do nothing. Guerrillas have two-way brains. They obtain relevant information and they act on it. Another quote is, marketing is not an event but a process. It has a beginning, a middle, but never an end. For it is a process. You improve it, you perfect it, change it, and even pause it. But you never stop it completely. Because again, if you stop it completely, you're out of sight and out of mind. Another one is, a guerrilla is a cheapskate. Yeah, that's interesting. I may use that as a title for my next class that I teach at Raritan Valley Community College on guerrilla marketing. The guerrilla is a cheapskate. She knows that every dollar allocated to marketing is essential, and she doesn't plan to waste a penny. But she's not foolish. When necessary, she hires the best designers, media planners, and experts in the business. She realizes that the best is often the cheapest in the end. And the next quote is, "The gorilla is obsessed with benefits. Whenever offering a product or service, she focuses on how it will benefit the customer and builds everything, the product, the delivery, the marketing, all around that benefit." And that's a huge, huge mistake that business owners make. People don't buy what you do. They buy the benefits that they gain from having done business with you. So think about that. You don't want to be product driven. You want to be customer driven. Now a word from our sponsors.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host here on Teachable Moments in Business. We've been talking about J. Cobbin Levinson, the author of many, many books on guerrilla marketing. And I believe that guerrilla marketing is an approach that you need to take, whether you're a new entrepreneur or whether you've been in business for a while. Guerrilla marketing takes a position that you're using your time, energy, and imagination to be very clever in your marketing outreach. Get messages out there in ways that perhaps your competition doesn't follow, and be outstanding. Also, surround your target audience with an awareness of you. So it could be through having free press releases in the newspaper. It could be posters on the grocery store bulletin board. Perhaps you can build a mailing list and send people some newsletters from time to time. Being a speaker, if you had a dog product that you were selling, I'd take your dog, put a coat on it with a logo, and walk it in a dog park, and then hand out brochures to the people that you see along the way. There are many things you can do. So I had shared with you some of the quotes from J. Cobbin Levinson. Here are a couple more. "Marketing is every bit of contact your company has with anyone in the outside world. Every bit of contact. That means a lot of marketing opportunities. It does not mean investing a lot of money." Now, when Levinson talks about every bit of contact, think about it. Contact is how you look, how you act, how you treat people, how you answer the telephone. If you're a salesperson that drives to see a customer, does your car clean? Or is your briefcase neat and organized when you go in to see someone? How do you respond to people? What does your logo look like? How about the quality of your communication, whether it's email or texting or information on a website? All of this is your contact, and people don't realize it. So it's just, marketing is just not advertising. In fact, when I teach a class on marketing, I always ask my students what the first words is that comes to mind when they hear marketing, and usually the first or second response of the from the audience is the word advertising. Well, to me, advertising translates into dollar signs. And if people don't have deep pockets, they may say, well, I can't afford to market. Well, yes, they can. Being a speaker at an organization like I did down in Orlando and Atlanta these past couple weeks, that gave me marketing opportunities. My name, my picture is in industry trade magazines nationwide. I don't pay for that publicity. And then when people hear me speak and they get back in touch with me, I have a chance to share with them the things that I can do, and I'll quite often pick up clients out of those opportunities. So you can't be shy. You try things that even if you're not sure they're going to work, try it. Be creative. Here's the last quote that I have for you from Levinson. When you view marketing from the vantage point of the gorilla, you realize that it's your opportunity to help your prospects and customers succeed. They want to succeed at earning more money, building their company, losing weight, attracting a mate, becoming more fit, or quitting smoking. You can help them. You can show them how to achieve their goal. Marketing is not about you, it's about them, and I hope you never forget that. That's another point that I make with my clients and my students. When you're writing or talking, the words you and your are most important. And I recommend that every time you mention, for every 4 to 6 times you mention the words you or your, you should only talk about yourself once, especially in writing. And go back, if you have a website, go back and read the website. And if you start sentences and paragraphs with I or we, or you refer to us or me or my, get them out of there. Try to turn those sentences and those statements around so that you're speaking and writing for the reader or the listener. It's all about them. It's not about you. So those are some tips for you on guerrilla marketing directly from Jay Kara and Levinson. Now I have a few more touch points. Touch points are when you're in touch with people in your business. And having multiple touch points is very important. In fact, I was talking to a retailer recently who told me that she asked a young millennial, a young girl who worked for her, to call the customer to tell the customer that a special order had just come in. And this young girl said, well, can I just text her? Well, maybe texting to a customer who's a millennial might be fine, but it still is not a solid touch point. And chances are that Mrs. Jones, who was waiting for a new product to come in, it was probably not a millennial. So that phone call was indeed very important. Just texting or sending emails to people without chatting with them one-on-one, I think you're missing the boat to some extent. So you have to consider ways in which people want to communicate and try to follow that. It's not your call. You have to accommodate your customers. So here are a couple of touch points that may be of value to you. Wear attire that shows respect for the customer, and I think this is important. In your business, is there apparel that's appropriate, or perhaps it's apparel like it could be a T-shirt, but it also could be it could be an apron, or it could be a golf shirt, or it could be a jacket. But does it have the logo on it? Does it have your name on it? In fact, if you do have logos and names on apparel, I recommend that your name be on your right hand shoulder, and the name of the company can be on the left hand shoulder. Another touch point would be pleasant greetings, addressing people by name, and that's either on the telephone and or in person if you happen to have a retail walk-in store. Showing a sincere personal interest in a customer is extremely important. This helps to create a customer delight because they know you care. So showing personal interest and also showing empathy. In other words, to show empathy, an example of that would be if somebody expresses a concern about something, it would be a matter of responding to that, acknowledging that you heard that, and then to go on and to make some suggestions for them. So demonstrating empathy is really, really important. In fact, when I taught the sales class last night, we talked about empathy as being part of the selling in the selling process. It's very important that through the touch points in terms of asking questions and listening, that you uncover problems and concerns that people have, and then you offer solutions. Don't ever offer a solution that's not appropriate. So you do have to know the person and what their specific issues are. Demonstrate passion for your work, and this is important. Body language and the way you speak and your facial expressions and your tone of voice, all of this goes into demonstrating passion for what you do. If people make the assumption that you don't care about your business that much, care about your job, whatever you happen to do, because you're it's a ho-hum situation, you're not very happy, you don't smile, you talk down about people, this really goes against this situation, and people are going to say this person doesn't really like what they're doing. So please demonstrate passion. Listen carefully. And if you're in sales, one of the rules of thumb is that you talk 20% and you ask and you listen 80% of the time. So listen and respond and show empathy. Maintaining a positive attitude is another thing. And that can be done not only in the body language, but also in the way you respond to people. And you want to avoid negative words. In fact, yesterday I was sitting in an office with somebody, and somebody came in the room to interrupt for a moment, and I said to them, "Oh, that's no problem." And I was so mad at myself, because when you say no problem, and this happens a lot, you can thank somebody for what they've done for you, and they'll say, "Oh, no problem." Those are two negative words. You don't want negatives to be in a conversation with somebody. So no problem is no is a negative, and problem is a negative. So the response might be, "Oh, that's fine. It's a pleasure to serve you." But please avoid the negatives. If somebody says to you, "Do you have a certain item that I need?" And you don't have it, your initial response would be to say, "Oh, no, we don't have it." You might instead say, "Oh, that's a good idea, but the one thing that we really recommend is something else." So avoid the word no and maintain a very positive attitude as much as possible. Be cheerful. There may be times that you can give special discounts to people who are loyal to you. That's a touch point. What about timely follow-up? People today do not follow up in a timely manner. In fact, communications is not that great. So those are just a few of the tips that I have for you for being for having a positive touch points with your customers. And this will help you, your business, and I think that you'll find that it really leads to far more success down the road. But be consistent. So I have to conclude. Our hour is over. And one of my favorite quotes is, "All the world's a stage and most of us are desperately unrehearsed. You should be a lifelong learner. You need to take classes." And I am at Raritan Valley Community College. I teach classes on business plans, selling skills, marketing. I teach classes on trade show marketing and a bunch of other ones. So please, you are a lifelong learner. Business is changing at a very rapid pace. Please come back next week. I'll be here again next Thursday afternoon from starting at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you have been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today. So I look forward to catching up with you again next week. Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.